今天的圣言。今天的经文取自于马太福音16章24节。于是耶稣对门徒说，如果有人愿意跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。这是上帝的话语。我们邀请房传道和传译员沃特弟兄。
哈利路亚。It's good to have water to translate for us. It's part of a training in discipleship.
我今天是来训练的。
Thank God. Well, I want to start today's sermon with a small quiz.
我们将开始一个简单的小测试。
Okay, today's sermon is called The Five Essential Steps of Obedience in Discipleship.
今天的标题是门徒训练的五项服从的步骤。
So let's do a quick... What I would do is that I will give you the name of the company and you tell me what products they are famous for.
我会说出一些公司的名字，然后你们告诉我它是做什么的。
For example, if I say McDonald's,
比如说麦当劳
做什么的？
他们是
赚钱的，卖汉堡包赚钱的。好，预备好了吗 ？Are you ready？
准备。
Okay, let's see. Number one, Colgate。牙膏了，不是牙刷。他们也有说牙刷，对。不过他the main product is toothpaste。可口可乐。汽水 ，Yeah, soft drink, good, very good, doing well. IKEA, furniture, Toyota,
汽车
yeah, okay, 再来 KFC,
炸鸡，
炸香鸡，对吗 ？Lego, 哈 ，Lego 是什么？玩具，好。门徒是什么？And according to your reaction, I think you are not quite sure what a disciple is.
根据大家不同的回答，可能我们不知道门徒是什么意思。
Okay, let's do a quick revision of what, how do you define a disciple?
让我们快速的复习一下吧。
Okay, the first thing about a disciple, the first definition that he is a learner.
第一，门徒是一个学习者。
Or an apprentice learning a skill from a master.
是一个从师父那里学手艺的学徒。
So if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, that means you are a student of Jesus Christ.
如果你是基督的门徒，那你就是向基督学习。
And Jesus is your master.
那耶稣就是你的老师。
The second definition is that a disciple of Christ is one who is yielded to the Lord and very importantly, continually applies the doctrines of what he learns in, to what he learns in life.
门徒不仅是一个学习者，他还是个顺服主的人，并且持续将他所学的应用在他的生活当中。
Yeah, I want to stress on the word yielded, because if you are not yielded, you are not able to obey.
这里的关键词是持续和应用。
And then continually applies.
并且应用在生活当中。
The success of a disciple is to continually apply what he learns.
一个合格的基督徒就是把所学的应用在他的生活当中。
It's in your continual application that you grow in Jesus Christ.
就因为你的持续的应用，然后你会在主里面成长。
It's in your continually application that the gospel is internalized in you.
因为你持续的应用，那福音的能力就会在你的生命当中彰显。
It's a continual application that you become the living gospel.
你会活出福音的样式。
It's not that we just want to hear the gospel.
我们不只要听到。
It's that we must live out the gospel.
我们也要活出来。
All right. So the word continual is important. How do I know if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ?
我们要怎么知道你是耶稣的门徒呢？
Jesus said it this way in John 8:31.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章第三十一节这么说。
Let's read this verse together.
你们若持守我的道，就是我的门徒。
So Jesus made it very clear. You must continue in his word, continue in his way, so that you can prove yourself to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
耶稣在这里说，你要遵循我的道，那就是我的门徒了。
How do I know that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ?
那我们怎么知道你是耶稣的门徒呢？
Your continuing in his word is a continuing proof that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ.
当你持续在耶稣的道里面，那你就是真正的门徒了。
So abiding is a continuing evidence that you are Jesus Christ. Don't tell me that you are Jesus Christ when you do not continually coming to church. You do not continue in your disciple group meeting. All right. So that's very important. I want to stress on that.
坚持是持续的证明，证明你是耶稣的门徒。如果你是基督的门徒，那你会来教会，你也会参加小组。
Okay, the third definition of a disciple is that a disciple is one who allows the Holy Spirit to reproduce the life of Christ in him, and then doing the same for others.
第三，门徒是允许圣灵在他里面复制耶稣生命的人。
Yeah, so.If you to test yourself, are you discipling someone to be like Jesus?
你是否在带领别人更像耶稣呢？
You know, it's disastrous for us to try so hard to bring someone to Jesus Christ and then just let him to sit on the pew on Sunday just to listen to the pastor or the preacher preaching.
如果我们只是带领一个人，然后让他坐下来听牧师讲道，这样的做法其实是灾难性的。
Yeah.Why? Because the reason why Jesus saved a person is so that he can reproduce the life of Christ in him and then to others.
虽然听到本身没有错，但如果仅仅只是停留在这一点，没有训练他，那圣灵在他心内心里面重生耶稣的生命，并且传给别人身上基督的生命，那就做不到了。
So for the church, discipleship is not optional; it's mandatory.
门徒的训练是不可选的，是必须的。
And this is also the way, the only way that Jesus used discipleship to evangelize the whole world.
门徒训练也是耶稣唯一给我们的方式来传福音给世界。
So how then do we make disciples?
那我们如何训练门徒呢？
All right, Jesus in Matthew 16:24 points out the five obedience that we need to have in order to become a disciple.
在马太福音第十六章第二十四节，耶稣告诉了我们成为门徒的五样必要性。
Let's read through this together.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“如果有人愿意跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
So the first obedience for a disciple is the desire.
第一个顺服的必要步骤是渴望。
Right, everything that happens in life begins with a desire.
生活中发生的一切都始于一个渴望。
If you have no desire, there is no decision.
如果你今天没有一个渴望，你就没有决定。
Without making a decision, there will be no discipleship.
如果没有做决定，那就没有门徒的训练。
For example, if you wake up this morning and you are feeling a bit hungry,
例如今天早上你醒来的时候，你感到肚子饿。
You want to find something to eat. You have a desire to find something to eat.
那你的渴望就是吃点东西。
That's called breakfast.
这个就叫要吃早餐。
Or perhaps this morning you wake up and you said, "Oh, I need to hear the word of God. What God is saying to me."
或今天早上你醒来时，你渴望听到神对你说的话。
So you get changed.
那你就换好衣服。
And then you get your transport and get to church.
那你就搭巴士来到教会。
This is called church.
这就是教会。
So everything begins with a desire.
所有事情，起初的发生点就是一个渴望。
So the question we need to ask ourselves is, do I love Jesus enough to want to become His disciple?
你要问自己的问题呢，就是我们是否足够爱耶稣，成为他的门徒。
So the first obedience of a disciple is the obedience to follow the desire of following Jesus.
第一个必要的步骤就是渴望来跟随耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
So, can I ask how many of you really love Jesus enough to say, Lord, I want to be a disciple?
我们这里有多少人是渴望告诉耶稣，我们想要跟随你的？
Don't raise your hand.
不要举手。
You have to struggle with this question with Jesus. I remember when I was chasing my girlfriend.
当 Pastor Len 他在追他女朋友的时候
，It's the same girlfriend. 啊，
是一样的一个女朋友。
You know, I love her so much.
他很爱她。
You know, every time at the end of the day, you have to send her home, right?
每次约会的最后一定要送那女生回家。
So the desire is that how nice it is if we can continue on the date and go home together.
所以当时发生了渴望，就是如果不需要回家，那该有多好。
So this desire became a marriage proposal.
所以这个渴望后来变成了一个求婚。
And the marriage proposal led to our marriage, at which we are enjoying it till now.
那最终成为了一个幸福的结局。
So desire.
所以渴望
right? Do you desire Jesus enough to be his disciple?
你渴望跟随耶稣成为他的门徒吗？
Second thing that Jesus said that, you know, if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself.
第二个顺服的步骤是舍己的顺服。
The Greek word that's used in the New Testament for denier is the word aponeumai.
希伯来文 aponeumia, 是意思是断绝关系、放弃或否认。
It means to disown, disassociate, or renounce.
是断绝关系、放弃或否认。
So what does Jesus mean when he said deny yourself?
所以当耶稣说舍己的时候是什么意思呢？
Is it to deny yourself from having a good meal?
是放弃让自己有一个好的午餐吗？
Is it deny yourself to have a good holiday that you so deserve?
是放弃或舍己让自己不要去一个好的旅行吗？
No, he's not saying about that.
其实并不然。
So what Jesus wants here is for us to renounce, to disassociate and to disown ourselves as the center of our own existence.
耶稣在这里说的舍己是放弃自己，否认自己成为我们生命中的中心。
Many times we think that we are the center of the universe.
很多时候我们觉得自己是世界的中心。
So when Jesus asked us to deny ourselves, he said, turn your self-centeredness to God-centeredness.
当耶稣说舍己的时候，是放弃我们成为生命中的中心，并且承认耶稣才是我们生命中心的中心。
If Jesus is the center of your life, that means he is taking the lead in your life.
如果耶稣是你生命的中心，那意味着耶稣将带领我们的生活。
Yeah. So the question is,not whether we are to deny ourselves of good food or good holiday. The question here is, who are you most closely associated with in your life?
在这里的重要性并不是我们舍弃自己所需要的东西，而是我们生命当中的中心是谁。
Are you most closely associated to yourself or to this world?
是我们更亲近世界，还是更亲近耶稣？
Yes, or are you really closely associated only to Jesus?
舍己的重点是我们跟谁比较亲密，是自己还是耶稣？
The third obedience of a disciple is death.
第三点是死亡。
When the disciples heard Jesus say, take up your cross, they are very clear what it means.
当耶稣告诉他的门徒们，背起自己十字架的时候，他们知道是什么意思。
Here today, we think that taking up the cross is a burden or is a responsibility that we need to carry.
今天我们常常将十字架误解为自己的试炼或者是生活的重担。
We think our mother-in-law is our cross.
可能婆媳关系是我们的十字架。
Or maybe we think that this daughter-in-law is my cross I have to bear.
这个儿媳是我们的十字架。
Or my children is a cross that I have to bear, or even my boss.
我们的孩子或者我们的老板是我们的十字架。
No, to take up the cross during Jesus' time means the call to die.
不，其实当耶稣谈到十字架时，门徒知道是关于死刑的一个部分。
It's a call to a public execution.
是耶稣对门徒的呼召，是顺服至死的一个意思。
Yes, so disciple of Christ must be prepared to die for him if necessary.
耶稣的门徒需要有这样的一个心理准备，来为耶稣而死。
So to take up the cross does not mean to go through trials or inconveniences.
所以背起十字架并不意味着经历试炼和生活的重担。
It means I must follow Jesus and I must be prepared to die if it's necessary.
相反，它意味着跟随耶稣的呼召，并且随时准备为他而死。
On 15 February 2015,
在2015年的2月15号
21 Christians were working as construction workers in Libya.
21位在利比亚工作的基督徒
when they were kidnapped in the middle of the night by the Islamic State group,
被伊斯兰恐怖组织绑架。
21 of these men were Egyptian Coptic Christians.
21人当中20人是埃及科普基特基督徒。
One of them was not a Christian. He was from Ghana.
然后其中一位不是基督徒，他来自加纳。
In the months leading to their death, they were given many chances to renounce Jesus Christ.
在他们去世前的几个月，他们有多次的机会否认基督。
And convert to Islam.
并且皈依伊斯兰教。
They were tortured.
他们受到了酷刑。
They were deprived of sleep.
睡眠被剥夺了。
And they were severely beaten.
他们也被严重的毒打。
Yet none of them denied Jesus.
但却没有人否认耶稣。
You know, the members of the ISIS beheaded the men one by one.
恐怖组织一个接一个的将他们斩首。
In the hope that it would stir up enough fear in them for them to renounce their faith.
希望这样的行为可以激起足够的恐惧。
But their plan failed.
但是他们的计划失败了。
Because this man clung onto the cross and to Jesus Christ.
因为这二十一人，他们紧紧地握住了十字架和耶稣。
It was reported that the Ghanaian by the name of Matthew Ayariga.
据报道，来自加纳的马修阿里里加。
Was not a Christian.
不是位基督徒。
But he saw the courage of the Christians.
但他看到了基督徒的勇气。
So when the ISIS member asked, "What is your faith?"
所以当那些恐怖分子问他，你的神是谁时
，He simply replied, "Their God is my God."
他当时很坚定的回答，他们的神就是我的神。
And many of them before they died cried out, "Ya Rab Yesu, O Lord Jesus," before giving up their breath.
许多人在呼出最后一口气的时候，他呼喊到 "Ya Rabbi Yeshua," 就是主耶稣啊。
These 21 martyrs are shining examples of what it means to follow Jesus Christ.
这二十一位殉道者是跟随耶稣到底的典范。
I managed to get a short video of the widows of these martyrs.
这是我们接下来会看一段影片，是关于那些被杀害的男子的遗孀的采访。
You'll be surprised that these widows, you know, did not regret over the injustice of the situation.
你会发现令人惊讶的是，他们并没有关注到媒体的不公正。
But they rejoice in the fact that they are martyrs in heaven.
而是关注到他们拥有殉道者的一份礼物。
Let's watch this video together.
让我们来看这一段影片。
هو الشهيد يعني ده اولا يعني فلاح وهو لما حصل مثلا ظروف ان هو يضطر يروح ليبيا عشان يكون لنا بيت نقعد فيه كنت ببيت عيله سافر ليبيا
فسافر عشان خاطر يحسن مستوى العيشه وقعد هناك 9 شهور كنت انا ولدت البنت
احنا كان طيب قوي وكان محب للكنيسه كان دايما يقوم الساعه 4 الفجر يصحينا ان اولادنا نروح الكنيسه نحضر القديس البدر على طول باستمرار كان معلم أولاده ومارينا ورفقة هم اللي كانوا مشوارين كان دايماً يخلوهم يصوموا حتى الصيام الكبير 55 يوم كان يصوموها كلها كان طيب قوي هو كان أكبر أخواته وكان طيب ومحب لأخواته وكان يحب يخدم الكل وكانت كل الناس تحبه مسلمين ومسيحيين في البلد كان يحبه كتير هو في أول خالص اتخطف يعني
فجي نازل كان دراعه مكسور هو حالياً الجبس بتاعه تحت في المزار فكان جاي عشان خاطر يتعالج هنا في مصر اتمسك في الطريق
لا كانوا قاعدين في السكن في الليل الساعة 1 في الليل أو الساعة 3 طجر عليهم فتحوا أخذوهم الناس من المسنة بالأسود وخذوهم من السكن احنا كلنا كنا بنصلي ونقول يا رب ثبتهم على إيمانهم وهم مختطفين عشان ينكر صليبه فما مرضيش حاولوا فيه وضربوا له مكسروا له رجله مرضيش ربنا سمع برضو صلاتنا احنا ما كناش بنان ليه كنا خايفين احسن الزحزع يروحوا كده او كده
جاب لي الاربين دار لك على حد جوزي ودي اخر مكالمه قالها لي
والليله اللي استشهدوا فيها انا عن نفسي ارتحت ونمت شكرا لك يا رب ان انت وصلت للمرحله دي ما راحوش لا كده ولا كده لان احنا فخورين بنطق السيد المسيح بس قلت يا رب يا سيد تكفينا عن كل حاجه
وده احسن جميل ان هو بيجي لنا شفاعه في السماء لو رايحين مكان ومش لاقيين مواصله بقول يا رب ببركه الشهداء بعت لنا مواصله ما فيش على ما بنخلص الكلمه ربنا بيستجيب
بس هو ربنا بقى كان رايد بحاجة أعظم من إن هما يجوا هنا هي يمكن كانت بتعدي عليها أيام إن هي بتفقد أبوها وليه وإشمعنى إيه إنما العيال كلها حواليا معها بابا بس هو ما كانش سايبنا وكان معانا وكان بيجيها
نشكر خالص الناس اللي عملت فيهم كده نشكرهم خالص خالص بس أنا أشكر ربنا اللي هو وصل للمكان اللي هو فيه ده يعني بشكر ليك يا رب على اللي إحنا فيه
I was comforted to know that in the hope they had, their faith was not forsaken.
These 21 martyrs are shining example of what it meant to follow Jesus to the end.
这二十一位殉道者确实是跟随耶稣到底的一个典范。
So the call to obedience in discipleship, firstly, it begins with a desire to follow Jesus.
门徒训练当中前三个步骤就是顺服跟随耶稣的渴望
Secondly is the obedience to deny yourself
顺服舍己
Thirdly obedience to take up your cross the call to die
第三顺服致死
And fourthly the obedience of devotion
第四是顺服的步骤是对耶稣的忠诚
When Jesus said if anyone desire to come after me let him deny himselfAnd take up his cross and follow me.
若有人想要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架，并跟从我。
What does it mean to follow me?
那跟随耶稣的意思是什么呢
？When Jesus said follow me, it doesn't mean to put up thumbs up sign in your face in his Facebook.
当耶稣说跟从他的时候，并不像在社交媒体上点赞。
Or follow him, you know, by watching his videos on Instagram or TikTok.
或者是在其他社交媒体上关注他。
Yeah, what Jesus has in mind when he said follow me is for us to walk in the same path as he did.
当耶稣说跟从我时，他的意思就是让我们走在跟他一样的道路上。
And that to become his child.
成为他的孩子。
To be wholly possessed as a child of God.
让我们成为他至圣的孩子
and to use our life for his greatest glory
让我们的生命成为他彰显荣耀的一个名器器皿
so when we say the call to devotion it covers these three areas
那当我们说对忠诚的呼召的时候是有三个领域
firstly is giving our allegiance to him
第一是把我们的第一是把被呼召对耶稣的忠诚。
That means we are called to absolute loyalty to Jesus Christ as our King and Lord.
意味着说，我们把耶稣当成是我们的王，我们的主。
That means whatever He commands, our answer must be yes, Lord.
就是耶稣所说的每一个事、每一个命令，我们都说是的，主。
Otherwise, He cannot be your Lord.
如果我们不这么做，耶稣就不是我们的主了。
He must be the Lord of all.Or not at all.
耶稣一定要成为我们生命当中的一切，不然他就是不是一切。
It's not about spending time serving him.
不单单只是信靠耶稣和服侍他。
But to follow Jesus means to completely trust and have confidence in him.
跟随耶稣是完全的信任并且信靠他。
It's just not about just believing in Jesus.
他不单单只是的相信
but being intimately one with him just like he is with his father
而是建造一个亲密合一的关系就像耶稣和父神一样
to be a disciple there must be a transformation in your life
成为门徒我们一定要有一个转变的过程
it's not just about believing in Jesus
他不单单只是相信了
even the devil believe in Jesus
撒旦也相信耶稣
and they tremble at his name
撒旦也会因为耶稣的名字而感到惧怕。
So to be a disciple is to follow Jesus intimately until we become his child and to do his will.
那我们作为门徒是建立一个和神亲密的一个关系，并且真正成为耶稣的儿女。
The call to devotion includes this, is abandonment of ourselves to him.
第二点是遗弃的呼召。
What does it mean to abandon ourselves?
那抛弃遗弃是什么意思呢？
You know, it's to give up our right to ourselves.
那就是放下自己，放下权利。
Is it easy to abandon ourselves to the Lord?
抛弃自己是件容易的事情吗？
容易吗？ It's not easy, isn't it?
不容易，对吗？
Yeah, we struggle with our flesh.
我们还有世俗的一些欲望。
But did Jesus Christ, how did Jesus Christ abandon himself to us?
但耶稣有没有为我们而舍弃自己呢？
When we see how he saw the joy before him and he joyfully went to the cross, he was giving himself, he was abandoning himself to us fully and completely.
当耶稣走向十字架的时候，他知道这背后的意思，他也知道这背后的意义。
So when I understand how he abandoned himself for me,
当我们了解耶稣为我们舍己的时候，
my abandonment become an expression of love and gratitude to him.
那我自己的舍己就变成了一种感恩和爱的表现。
It's also an expression of my loyalty to Jesus Christ, the one who deserved my life.
也是我对赐给我们那位生命的主的一个忠诚的表达。
And that's what Peter, Andrew, James, and John did when Jesus called them to follow him.
这也是彼得、安德烈、雅各和约翰在耶稣呼召他们时候做的事情。
They immediately left their nets, their boats, their father, and followed Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，他们立刻放下渔网、船只和父亲，跟从耶稣。
The fact that they are leaving everything behind means they are abandoning their life to Jesus Christ.
他们抛下一切、离开一切、跟从耶稣的事实，意味着他们放弃了生命，甚至是家人、亲人和兴趣和未来。
Because they trust that the plans of Jesus is better than theirs.
因为他们信靠耶稣的计划远比他们自己的要好。
So the third call to devotion includes abidance in Christ.
第三点，持续对主连接的呼召。
No, discipleship does not stop the day when you believe in Jesus.
门徒训练不会在我们得救的那一刻停止。
It does not stop in 6 months' time.
他也不会在六个月后
or a year, or many years.
一年后或者多年以后停止。
Discipleship is a lifelong abiding and commitment to Jesus Christ.
门徒训练是一生当中与主连接和对耶稣立志的行为。
And you know, the sad thing is that many of us begin our Christian journey with fire and enthusiasm.
我们很多人刚开始相信主的时候对主很火热，我们有很多的盼望。
But later on, because of the pressure of life and the distractions, you know, if you look around you, many of those people that you know once were here are no longer here.
但是可能生活的压力或者是我们所经历的一切使我们不这么对耶稣火热，不这么有盼望了。
It's a sad thing that throughout the year, the church has produced more churchmen.Believers than disciples.
在当今的教会我们培养了很多的信主的人，但我们并不培养很多的门徒。
I think this got to change.
我们需要改变这个现象。
We have to produce more disciples.
我们需要培养更多的门徒。
The fifth obedience of a disciple is the destiny.
第五个基础是命定。
You know, there's a verse in 1 Timothy 6:19 that says this. Let's read this together.
这样就为自己的来世积取财富，做美好的基础，好叫他们能够得着真正的生命。
So the context of this verse is that the Apostle Paul was encouraging those who are rich not to be arrogant, but and put their hope in their wealth.
这节经文的背景是使徒保罗鼓励那些富有的人不要傲慢自大。
but to be generous, willing to share, and store up treasures in heaven so that they can live the life that is truly life.
也不要把他们的希望寄托在财富身上，而是慷慨大方，愿意分享，把财宝储存在天上，而不是地上，来过真正的生命。
What is this truly life about?
那这真正的生命是什么呢？
Are we all living the truly life that Jesus asked us to live?
我们是否活在上帝为我们预定的命定当中所要的生命？
The true life that we are called to live is the life to live the life that God destines for us.
真正的生命是按照神为我们所预定的生活方式而生活。
The true life is a life that is lived in obedience to God.
真正的生命是服从上帝的生命。
A life that is filled with the fruit of the Spirit.
是充满圣灵果实的生命。
A life of godliness and contentment.
是一种虔诚和满足的生命。
It's a life that pursues the kingdom's priority first above ourselves.
这种生命是将耶稣王国的优先事，放在自己的利益前。
That's a true life that God has called us to live.
是超越物质和金钱的追求。
If there's one word to describe discipleship, it's the word obey.
如果有一个词来描述门徒训练，那就是顺服。
But however, obedience does not come naturally to us.
顺服并不自然。
We have to learn obedience.
我们是要学习顺服。
May I suggest three ways that we can learn obedience?
我建议三种学习方式。
Firstly, is learn to trust in God.
首先学会信靠神。
That's the first principle of obedience.
顺服神的第一个原则就是信靠他。
Do you believe that God is trustworthy and reliable?
你相信神是可信赖可靠的吗？
And he does not make promises that he will not keep.
你相信神不会做出他不会遵守的承诺吗？
Do you believe that God is love and he knows what is best for you?
你相信神是爱吗？他知道什么对你最好吗？
No, he will not do anything that is detrimental to you.
他也永远不会做出任何对你有害的事情。
The Bible is filled with verses that speak of the trustworthiness of our God.
圣经充满了关于神可信赖和信使的经文。
For example, in Joshua 21:45. Let's read this together.
例如《约书亚记》第二十一章第四十五节，我们一起读：耶和华向以色列家应许赐福的话，没有一句落空，都应验了。
没有一句落空 ，nothing that God says will not come to pass.
没有一句是落空的。
Secondly, number 23 and 19, let's read this together.
民数记第二十三章第十九节，我们一起读：神不是人，必不敢说谎。也不是人子，必不知后悔。他说话怎能不做？他发言怎能不成
？And First Thessalonians 5:24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二十四节，那呼召我你们是信实的，他必成这事。
Do you trust in Scripture?
你相信神的话语吗
？Do you trust Jesus enough to say, "Yes, Lord, I will be your disciple"?
你对耶稣有信心，并且告诉他：“我愿意成为你的门徒吗？”
The second way to train a disciple is to learn to wait on the Lord.
第二个建议是学会等候主。
It's not easy in our fast-paced society, to wait on the Lord.
在我们这高速发展的时代，其实并不简单学会等候上帝。
We want to have answers to our prayer fast.
我们想要所有事情都快快的解决。
But what do you do when you come to a situation when you really do not know what to do?
但当我们有时候会遇到一些时刻，我们不知道该怎么做的时候，那我们怎么办呢？
How does Scripture advise us in those situations?
圣经的劝告是什么呢？
Let's read Psalms 27:14 together.
诗篇第二十七章第十四节，你要等候耶和华，要刚强，要坚定你的心，要等候耶和华。
Scripture asks us to wait.
圣经当中告诉我们要等待。
And waiting is sometimes a pain.
有时候等待是很痛苦的。
For example, you have a wayward child whom you have been praying for years.
可能你有一位你一直为他们祷告的一个人。
Or you may be having a sickness that you have been praying for years.
或者你有一个身体上的疾病，你已经祷告了很多年。
And you have asked the whole church to pray for you.
甚至叫整间教会为你祷告。
But your situation has not improved.
但事实是事情没有好转。
Yet the hardest word for us to obey during those times are the word like keep going.
在经历这些患难的时候，最艰难的一个东西就是等待。
Keep praying，
持续的祷告。
Don't give up，
不要放弃。
Keep being faithful，
继续信实。
Trust in God's timing，
相信神的时间。
And His plans for you，
还有他在你生命当中的计划。
You know， whenever we are faced with a delay in our prayers。
当我们遇到我们需要等待的时刻的时候，
Remember these two things.
记得这两件事。
I'll skip through this, all right?、Oh. Okay. So waiting requires us to be courageous.
当我们祷告的时候，我们需要有勇气。
We can get discouraged or disillusioned.
我们时候会感到失望。
When the answer to our prayer don't seem to be forthcoming.
有时候我们祷告的时候，它看起来可能并不这么的有改变。
There are two things that we need to remember.
有两件事我们要记得。
When God delays in answering our prayer.
当神让我们等待的时候。
First thing is that God does not respond to needs, but to obedience.
神不回应需求，而是回应顺从。
You can cry all you want.
你可以整天的哭，
but you do not obey His word when He asks you to, you know He will not respond.
当你不顺从耶稣的教导的时候，
so obedience is necessary in discipleship.
所以回应是很重要的。
The second thing is that when your prayer is being delayed, you know, stay in there, keep the faith, keep praying, keep pushing, because you know every setback is a setup.For a greater comeback in Jesus Christ.
当我们在等待的时候，每一个挫折都是为了让耶稣基督在我们的生命当中成为更强大、更大的胜利而做准备。
So the first thing in obedience is that we must to learn to trust God.
第三个建议是顺服，是下一个原则，是回应神的一个声音。
We can never be His disciple if we do not trust Him.
我们永远不能成为耶稣的门徒，如果我们不相信他，不顺服他。
The second thing is that we must learn to wait upon the Lord.
我们需要学习怎么来等待上帝。
And the third thing in obedience is to learn how to obey immediately.
第三是怎么学习立刻的顺服。
God may have been telling you certain things, but you've been delaying it.
可能神告诉你要做一件事情，但是你还一直拖延。
There's a story told about.This great evangelist whom I greatly admire, Reinhard Bonnke.
有一位伟大的布道家莱因哈特·布克邦克。
He has passed away recently.
他最近回天家了。
But he has another disciple, Daniel Kalender.
但他有一位继任者丹尼尔。
And one time, Daniel Kalender told a story about Reinhard Bonnke.
所以有一次邦克告诉丹尼尔一个故事。
It was a Saturday morning.
是一个星期六的早晨。
And Reinhard called up Daniel. I will come to meet you.
邦克打电话给丹尼尔，告诉他我会来见你。
You know where Daniel, where Reinhard stay is 2 hours drive to where Kalender was in Orlando.
所以当时邦克居住的地方在奥兰多，在西番的总部。
And Orlando is the office where Christ for All Nations is situated.
所以奥兰多是 Christ for All Nations 这个组织的总部所在地。
So Daniel was wondering why this urgency, and he was a bit nervous.
所以丹尼尔在想为什么这么紧张要见他。
And when Reinhard finally arrived, he said, "I have heard from God."
在两个小时后，邦克就很着急的告诉丹尼尔，主已经跟我说了。
God has given us a building for CFAN.
然后丹尼尔邦克告诉丹尼尔，主已经跟他说，神即将给一个大楼给 CFAN。
And Daniel immediately, like most of us, said, "Why are you telling me this?"
像我们很多人一样，丹尼尔马上有两个疑问。第一是为什么你告诉我这个事情
？Firstly, is that we don't have the finance.
第一，我们没有钱啊。
Secondly, it's Saturday morning, and all the real estate offices are closed.
第二，今天是星期六早上，所有的房地产公司都关门了。
So Daniel asked Reinhard, "What do you want me to do?"
然后邦克就问，然后丹尼尔就问邦克，你要我做什么
？And Reinhard said, "I know Daniel is not about you."
班克就告诉丹尼尔，我知道你无能为力，这不是关于你。
The reason why I come this morning is because I want to show Jesus Christ. When he speaks, I jump.
我今天这么着急的来告诉你，是因为我想要让耶稣看到，当他说话的时候，我真的会兴奋的跳起来。
So Daniel has stood up when he heard that.
所以丹尼尔听到了这个时候。
So Reinhard Bonnke was not there to ask his ideas.
丹尼尔听到了之后，他的头发竖起来，他班克来到这个地方并不是征求丹尼尔的想法
nor his opinion
不是他的想法或者建议
nor his expertise in this area
不是他的专业知识
he just want to show God that when God speaks he responds immediately
班克只是要告诉神他很在意他说的一切
so when you obey partially
当我们只顺服一点点
Or you delay in your obedience,
或者我们延迟我们的顺服
or you be selective in your obedience,
或者我们选择性的顺服
that's not obedient.
这并不是真正的顺服
What a man. He's a man of fierce, uncompromising obedience to Jesus Christ.
班克对上帝有一种强烈并毫不妥协的一个顺服
So, is obedience easy?
顺服容易吗？
顺服容易吗？不容易。But you know, when you know and learn about God, and you know these four truths about God, obedience becomes easier.
当我们学习上帝的话语，并且了解这四个真理的时候，可能它就变得容易了。
Do you know that God loves you and has the best for you?
第一，你知道神知道什么对你最好吗
？Do you really believe in that?、
Amen. 真的相信吗？
真的相信吗 ？God is good. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
No lah, your response is all the time. And all the time.
God is good.
Yeah, sometimes we have to remind ourselves of this. Yeah. And secondly, God is love, and you are the object of His love.
第二，神是爱。那你也是他所爱的对象。
哇哦，跟你的邻居说神爱我。
跟你邻居说神爱你。
Yeah.
God loves you.
Amen. Thirdly, God will not ask you to do anything that is detrimental to you.
第三，神永远不会要求你做任何对你有害的事情。
And your obedience activates the power of God.
第四，你的顺服彰显了神的大能力。
You know.The story early on about Reinhard Bonnke.
刚才那班克的故事。
Six weeks later, all the funds for the building came in.
六个星期过后，所有他们需要的资金和资源都来到他面前。
His obedience activates the power of God.
他的顺服启动了神的大能力。
It releases healing to your body.
他你的顺服会释放神在你生命当中的医治。
It opens up resources of heaven for your financial need.
你的顺服会打开神在天上所预备的一切。
Your obedience is that important.
你的顺服在神眼中至关重要。
Do you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
你想要成为耶稣的门徒吗
？Follow this.
那你就跟随这四个。
Amen. Amen. I pray that you know through this short message.
今天祷告，跟这今天的布道。
And now, if you have been sitting in the church for a long time,
如果你已经在教会很久了，很长时间了。
And you ask Lord, is there anything more that I can do for you?
你想要问上帝，我还有什么事情可以服侍你，可以为你做
？Jesus responds and says,
耶稣对你的回应是
，Follow me，
跟随他。
Deny yourself.
放弃自己。
Take up your cross.
背起自己的十字架。
There's a call of discipleship.
有一个对门徒的呼召。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, how grateful we are for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your patience.
爱我们的天父，我们多么感激你的爱、你的恩典、你的怜悯和耐心。
How many times we have so foolishly disobeyed you?
我们多少次如此的愚昧的违背了你的命令
Yet in your mercy, you forgive us.
但你却因着你的怜悯饶恕了我们
Father, grant us a spirit of obedience.
父神求你赐给我们一颗顺服你的心
that we may prove our love for you.
让我们来证明对你的爱。
By our obedience to you.
我们对你的顺服。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.